Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. In Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And there is a movement afoot, at least in the House of Representatives, and I'm hoping the Senate as well, in the Democratic Party, to break up the Build Back Better bill, that $1.75 trillion soft infrastructure bill. We haven't talked about that in a while. Remember, there was the hard infrastructure and the soft infrastructure, and the hard infrastructure passed finally. It passed finally, put all the trades to work, build our airports, rebuild our roads, bridges, water systems. That passed. The so-called soft infrastructure, which had a lot of other things in it, has been held up because Manchin and Sinema won't vote for it. So we only have 48 votes, and it would fail. And Biden and the Democratic Party are getting hit very hard on being unable, supposedly, to unify our party. Well, here's the proposal from a lot of congressmen from the swing districts who are looking at the electoral map this coming November and saying, well, we have to show accomplishment. Yes, we've accomplished something with the hard infrastructure. That's a very big deal with the way we've handled COVID, with the way we've handled the pandemic in general, financially as well as health-wise. But we need more. And here's what they're proposing. They're proposing to break down the Build Back Better bill into component parts and passing them one at a time. And here's an example. One that's very, very popular is the one to curb prescription drug prices. If you introduce that as a standalone, there'd have to be Republicans who would vote for it too, because if they didn't, there'd be hell to pay back in their districts. Another one that's very, very, very popular is universal pre-K. Universal pre-K. Going back to age four, K-4, you know, the earlier you have kids in education and socializing them and teaching them to cooperate with people and learning things, the better. Kindergarten, when you think about it, it's a child garden, a German concept in the 19th century that goes back to Bismarck. And what it does, he suddenly had the idea, the educators in Germany, instead of just putting kids in grade school or high school, why don't we start them a little earlier? Great idea. It spread here. How about universal pre-K? Going back to K-4. And then there's another one that's popular, the Affordable Care Act, so-called Obamacare subsidies, make them permanent. They're going to be permanent, but they limp along, make them permanent. And another one that is very, very popular, although Manchin is opposed, is the child tax credit. It's run out now. Nobody's getting any child tax credit checks. So the idea is, why don't we introduce these in particular as standalone bills? And not only will they pass, they'll certainly pass the House, but in the Senate, it's going to be very, very hard for Manchin and Sinema to do their tap dance, their little mating dance on the beach, and go, well, I like some of it, but the whole thing bothers me. All right, break it down. What bothers you? Curbing prescription drug prices? Universal pre-K? The Affordable Care Act? Child tax credits? And Republicans that have their feet to the fire on that one too. I think it's a good idea that's being opposed by progressives who think we need absolutism, We need absolutism. But, you know, that absolutism, in my opinion, cost us the governorship of Virginia. It cost us the legislature in Virginia, and it cost us legislative seats in New Jersey, and it almost cost us the governorship in New Jersey, because the progressives in the Democratic Party would not pass the hard infrastructure on its own. They wanted the whole thing wrapped up in one day, and Manchin Sinema is as plain as the nose in your face. They weren't going to vote for it. I don't trust Manchin Sinema. And we were all going, go ahead, pass the other one. Show some progress. Help Terry McAuliffe down in Virginia. Help Biden. But no, everybody had to go absolutist and pose for holy pictures. And that's what happened. Well, now I think that this is a good idea. If you sit back and say, I want that whole bill, and Manchin and Sinema have said no, what do you think's going to happen? Wake up and smell the coffee. All right, we're going to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Dick?
Well, at least the new governor in Virginia turned around and did the very wrong thing right away as soon as he was inaugurated. Got rid of the mask mandate, right?
Right.
But doesn't like help. You know, if the likes of Josh Hawley, Ted Cruz, and the head of the Oath Keepers, all of which are, I believe, people that graduated from Ivy League schools, keep your kids away from Ivy League schools. You know, seriously. Do you believe that? All three of those clowns. You know, and that used to be something you wanted to aspire to. Harvard, Yale, Princeton, you know. What is up with that, Matt? Seriously.
I'll tell you what, Dick. We take a lot for granted in this state. We have one of the best universities in the world.
Absolutely.
And the UW system, one of the best in the world. We don't have to go anywhere else, you know, Dick? I mean,
no.
But, yeah. But the point is, you're making a good point that a lot of these people, you take a look at our history, at American history, and there are people who did not have advantages. And I'll give you two people who never went to college. They never went to college. Abraham Lincoln and Harry Truman. Forget the Ivy League. They didn't go to college at all. And the Ivy League is overrated. And frankly, it's overblown. You go to Madison, or you go to UWM, or you, especially those two, because UWM and Madison are R1 research institutions. They're the top 135 colleges in this country. And Madison was listed at one time in the U.S. News World Report as the 34th best university in the world. In the world. That includes all of the United States, all of merry old England, France, Spain, Asia, Germany, everywhere. Everybody's going, oh, I want to go off to an Ivy League college. Oh, really? Stay here in Wisconsin. Go to Madison or UWM. Or you get an excellent education in Eau Claire, La Crosse, Oshkosh, Whitewater, Stevens Point, all over this state, all over this state. And yeah, these clowns went there. Obviously, there's no causation there, but they're bad news. The three clowns you mentioned, the Oath Keeper clown, Hawley and Cruz, are a disgrace to the country. Going to the lines, PT of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, PT of Milwaukee?
Hey, Matt. I'll answer Dick's question. You know, these guys, they enroll in Harvard, Yale, whatever, and they're basically being trained as smart fascists, really. You know, so they go to Harvard, they go to Yale, and then they graduate, and people think, oh, well, they're going to do the right thing. Well, no, they're not. You know, we're lucky that we didn't have a smart fascist in Trump. Because if he was smart, he would have done things very differently. Whereas Hawley and Cruz, you know, all Yale, Harvard people, they're smarter than Trump, and they would have done this very differently and basically, you know, done a coup through smart means. Now, Now, did I hear you say something about socializing kindergartners? Oh, Matt, come on.
Bismarck, and he was not a socialist, but yeah, universal PK, you're right. Okay, and right. And, yeah. And they're going to attack. Yeah, they'll attack everybody and go that. So that's baloney. We need pre-K. Yeah. We need universal PK, PT. We need it. We need it.
I know.
And by the
I
way,
know.
I love I some of your analogies here. Remember something, though. It doesn't matter where you went to school or if you went to school in terms of your character. In terms of your character, give you an example. Abraham Lincoln and Harry Truman didn't go to college at all. Franklin Roosevelt went to Harvard. John F. Kennedy went to Harvard. They were pretty good presidents. Sherrod Brown, everybody loves Sherrod Brown of Ohio, went to Yale. So the point of the matter is you have character or you don't have character. You have character or you don't have character. And you can get an excellent education here in Wisconsin, and that's how I would vote. We're going back to the Lions. Ian of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Ian?
Hey, morning, Matt. Hey, it's that time of year where I get very angry, and I'd like to remind every voter in Wisconsin, well, every voter, period, for that matter, that as you walk out of H&R Block with $300, where when you used to get $5,000-$6,000 of the money that you earn back after you put your work boots on and you drive an hour and a half to work and you drive an hour and a half home and you fix that car and keep it running all year, the money you used to get back on your return that you could then use to pay your property tax when it's all gone, and someone sold it to the nation as a tax cut, and you people all bought it, they hook, line, and sinker believe this? I want you to remember this, Wisconsin. When you go to the polls and you see that Republican on that ballot, because he is not for you. That's all I got, man.
Yeah, well, that's plenty, and I agree with you 100%. Remember something. The fascist cult, formerly known as the Republican Party, is nowhere near the Republican Party of 60 years ago. Everybody's going, oh, the Republican Party. The Republican Party has become a fascist cult, and I don't use that term lightly, and I've said this before. That term is thrown around too much. You know, you get a teenage girl, gets grounded. She goes, oh, my father's such a fascist. I was late for curfew. I'm grounded. That's not what we're talking about. They're doing everything they can to not only suppress votes, pass laws that says the gerrymandered state legislature will pick the electors, not the electorate. They want to take state treasurer. They want to take lieutenant governor, secretary of state, and superintendent of public instruction, make them cabinet members of the governor so you don't get to vote on them. They are attacking and dismantling democracy. They are not a party that's other than a fascist party. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Lady, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.